You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a tropical rainforest? This is a category of forest, typically found around the equator. Most are located between the Tropic of Cancer, which is 23.5 degrees north latitude, and the Tropic of Capricorn, which is 23.5 degrees south latitude. This region around Earth's equator is the warmest part of our planet, collectively called the tropics. It receives the most sunlight and the most direct sunlight. Temperatures are pretty uniform all year. One characteristic of this forest, especially as you get closer to the equator, is that there are nearly equal lengths to day and night. Another characteristic is the tremendous amount of rainfall they receive, more than 200 centimeters a year. Typically, the rain is fairly evenly distributed throughout the year, but there are some tropical forests that can have a dry season. Classified as dry tropical forest or seasonal tropical forest, the separations are based on the length of the dry season, long or short. Some types of tropical forest are composed of broadleaf leaves, called deciduous leaves, that fall off seasonally due to the long or short dry season. They're referred to as tropical dry forest. The tropical forest with even rain distribution throughout the year, no dry season, is called tropical rainforest. This is the type you probably picture in your head or see in the movies as jungle. Wet, green, dense, hot, humid. With all of this plant material, the soil of these tropical forests can be a fairly thick layer, but the soil is also nutrient poor. All of that rain washes away the nutrients quite rapidly. Scientists call this leaching. So the living plants try to absorb the nutrients as fast as possible before they're leached away. Tropical forests are very rich with plant and animal life. Scientists call this diversity. Not much light can get through the tropical forest tree canopy. Trees will grow very tall in this forest type to be exposed to sunlight. And the tree trunks are wide at their bases. It's called buttressing and helps the tree stay upright in the poor soil. The understory, the layer between the ground and the canopy, can be very dark. Only about 5% of the sunlight actually reaches the ground. Try this activity at home to learn about those buttressed trunks and roots. Get some modeling clay, roll it into a log or cylinder shape, and place it upright on a table. Do the same for another piece, but add some wide extensions of clay at the base, and then compare which one is more stable. Well, we've just learned a little bit about tropical forest. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.